In 2018, a series of cyclones hit southern portions of the Saudi Peninsula and East Africa. Those sustained rains nearly 2 years ago set the stage today for one of the worst locust infestations Africa has seen in a century. Swarms have consumed hundreds of thousands of acres in Kenya, Somalia, and Ethiopia, creating both a public health crisis and potential economic disaster. Researchers at ASU's Global Locust Initiative have been looking for solutions to locust and grasshopper infestations and how they impact local and global food supplies. Marion Legall is a postdoctoral researcher with the initiative and is with me. Marion, we often think of locusts in the biblical context. So how significant a problem is this in the 21st century?
So, for instance, like currently, there also is an outbreak of locust in South America. So the South American locust is currently outbreaking. That started a couple of years ago. And a little bit similar to what happened in East Africa, it had been 16 years since the last outbreak. So it takes people by surprise a little bit. But yeah, locusts will outbreak regularly. Whether or not it's a modern problem, it will very much depend on which species we're talking about, because some species have been less of a problem in recent years. For example, the Moroccan locust used to be a very big problem, and it's probably one of the locusts that was originally cited in the Bible. And recently, it's not as much of a problem, probably because with agriculture, a lot of the breeding ground of the locusts have actually been removed. However, for other species, with maybe increasing grazing area and the weather being more unpredictable, we could see maybe more outbreak.
Is climate change something that's likely to affect the locust population? Has it already begun, and that's part of what you're seeing?
It's most likely that climate change will play a role, because like a lot of locust species live in arid environments. And so like obviously climate change is predicted to increase some of those arid spaces. So that might provide locusts with more breeding grounds. And also it will make rain more unpredictable. So like predicting outbreak a lot more difficult. So definitely, but it's very difficult to study climate change and really pinpoint and say like, oh yeah, this is causing this.
Well, I was wondering, yes, how cyclical these sorts of swarms are, and can you measure it against something such as climate change, or is it affected by other factors?
So we do know that there is correlation between locust outbreak and weather. That's undeniable. However, are we able to like very much like modelize and like predict that an outbreak will happen? I don't think we're there quite yet. And also like a lot of time, people that like task with monitoring locusts, they can't access all the area. For example, the current locust probably started in like Oman, like in area where like it's very difficult to monitor populations. And so like they start multiplying, and when they arrive to zone that are actually monitored, it's a little bit too late.
There are certain places where food supplies are already not great, that they're considered food insecure areas. Are there ripple effects even further?
Yeah, definitely. So there was a study that showed that year of locust impact, for instance, the children that were born that year are less likely to go to school. So like there's very definitely long-lasting effects of a locust outbreak when food security is an issue.
Are there things that you and your colleagues are working on? Are there potential solutions or things that could make this better on a more micro level as opposed to the macro level?
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are trying to do. So like other team will work on monitoring locusts, and that's really important because it's kind of like a fire. If you can, you know, turn it off when it's very small, it's fine. It just when they reach certain proportion, then it's very difficult. What we're trying to do in our team is studying the nutritional ecology, for instance. So that's my training. I'm a nutritional ecologist. So what I really care about is it's what herbivores eat and how it affects their performance. And one striking result we find with locust is that we found that they really, really like sugar in plants. And that's very strange because usually what's limiting in plants is protein. Like if you have, you know, colleagues or friends that are vegan, you know, they always get teased about where they find the protein. And it's just because plants don't contain as much as animal tissues. Mm-hmm. So a lot of like herbivores are thought to be pretty limited. But on the other hand, locusts are very special animal in the sense that they will do those crazy migration. And that is a very important metabolic effort. So if you think about it, like if you have a marathon runner, would you eat a steak before the run, or would you eat a big like bowl of pasta? And so we think that's why the locusts are like carbohydrate limited, is because they need to fuel those crazy migration. And one really cool thing about that is that if you can increase organic matter in crop fields, you would have plants that are like more protein rich, and so the locusts wouldn't like them as well, and so they would not be potentially doing as well. So what we're hoping to do is make programs that like increase organic matter in some of those fields, and hope that like the locusts will still be there, but they won't be as happy and as breeding as much.
And what would it take to bring out that kind of progress?
The example I'm giving you right now is typically, it's something that we work currently in West Africa, in Senegal, and it is not on the locust that's outbreaking right now. It's another species called the Senegalese grasshopper. And we're currently implementing that program. So we got a USAID grant, and we distributed fertilizer to 100 farmers in two villages. And we are monitoring how locust population are responding. However, that's obviously not going to be a solution everywhere. But if it happens to be true that locusts over the board are all carbohydrate limited, managing the land differently, for example, avoiding overgrazing, anything that can remove nitrogen in the soil, et cetera, could be an efficient solution just to maintain locust population low. Because they're really only a problem when they outbreak.
Marion Legault.